Welcome to Bible Brothers, the podcast where we read the Bible from front to back. My name is Robert Padnick. With me, as always, is Dan Klein. Hello, Dan.
Hi, Robert. Thanks for having me on the chunk.
On chunk two.
Samuel
part
one.
Part two. One Samuel.
We've got some banter to discuss. We've got some banter to banter about.
You're not supposed to say we have banter.
Just be the banter.
Just do the banter.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Here's the banter. Years ago, maybe, but for a long time, we were asking people to give us reviews on iTunes, and we were trying to get to 200 reviews.
Right.
And it took a while, but we're there.
Hold on.
Yeah. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
204.
Oh. Went beyond, way beyond our goal.
I mean, yeah.
Blew through it.
204, baby.
I guess the reason I'm not just celebrating is because I feel like have we not talked about this?
We haven't talked about it in a while.
Oh, okay.
So we had been asking about it. And then, I mean, as it happens many times, we'll discuss something. Our minds will go blank
right
between episodes.
As they do.
And then, yeah, we just never bring it up again.
Okay. But we didn't bring it up.
For a long time, you know, probably more in the middle of the podcast compared to where we are now, we were trying to get to 100 reviews.
Yeah.
And then we were trying to get to 200.
Huh.
And we got it. We did it. We could die happy.
It's like I could say 300, but honestly.
So what? Who even has 300?
No.
Joe Rogan?
Yeah. Let Rogan be Rogan.
Right. Like, you go ahead and do your thing.
Yeah, I'm good. 204 is the sweet spot. Baby.
So, guys, no more reviews. No more reviews. Don't talk about the show.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Whatever. We got our, like.
Yeah, we got ours.
Yeah.
You got to learn when to be happy, when to be satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
That's not something that is taught in our society. And so, we're teaching you right now.
Right now.
200 reviews, you're done.
Yeah, you have to do things for yourself, mm-hmm. not for others.
And so, wait, what are we saying?
Well, you should also do things for others.
Sometimes, when they ask you to give a review.
Like nice things. But I mean, you know what I'm saying. Like,
I
you
don't.
Should, like things.
Things are.
No, it's like you should be like, if you're a painter.
Okay.
You should like. Paint the things that you want to paint, not the things that you think other people should
paint.
Do it because you like it.
But why are you saying that? Oh, if you want to review the show, do it because you like it?
No, I'm saying we're just doing
this.
We're an example of how we are just doing this.
We're painting the freaking.
Because we love to paint.
Right. I got that.
Not because we're in it for the reviews.
Or to get in a museum. I don't even care about museums.
We don't care.
We're just painters, baby.
Don't put us in a museum. We're going to do it no matter, or do it. It's not
sure.
Don't. It's just like.
I'd be happy to be in a museum.
And that's the thing too.
Yeah. But I'm just doing me.
We're honored. Every review honors us.
And we are.
And we are grateful.
But. If you don't do
we
it.
We don't need it.
If you don't do it, whatever.
I don't give a
I don't give a golden rat.
I don't give a golden tumor.
If we're doing this or
what
not.
What do you think? If you say something nice, hey, I love it.
Cool.
I appreciate it. But don't think for a second that I need it.
Right. And that if you write something bad, that it's going to hurt me.
Yes.
Could that happen?
No. If you write something bad, it won't hurt me.
Because I'm still going to be painting,
if
baby.
You write something good, I do care. No,
that's
wait.
Nice. Because no, I like that. Of course. That's what I think this is good.
Good things accrue. Bad things, I don't care. And
bounce off.
Side note, I don't care about any of it.
Ultimately. Whatever. Because we're just painting at the canvas.
And that's good values.
Great values. I don't care what any of you have to say about me.
Well, that's good. That's good banter. Because I know we left the last episode on a big cliffhanger.
And then in between recording the last episode and this episode.
Which, by the way, was a matter of like 5 minutes.
I already forgot what I wanted to banter about.
Yeah.
And I panicked.
Yeah.
But we're here and we did it and we stuffed it.
We stuffed it. People
dunked
liked it.
It. Bopped it. Bop
we,
it.
And we are, that's it.
That's that, it.
That's it. That's all we have to talk about.
Yeah, there's nothing else to be said here, guys.
Except that we are in a good, kind of a good, well, yeah, goodish, a good spot of the Bible.
I'm enjoying it.
Yeah.
For as much as you could enjoy the Bible.
We're enjoying it.
I mean, come on. golden tumors as
an idea.
If someone was like, here's some things you'll get to read about.
Right.
And the idea that golden tumors will be used as a way to apologize for kidnapping God.
Right.
I'm circling that and saying, I want to read that part.
If you explain the Bible like that, you could get more people into the Bible.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I never knew that was a part.
Like of all the Bible stories, I'm almost surprised that that doesn't come up more.
And then, of course, like once you get into the weeds, you're like, oh, it's actually way less interesting. Whatever. We got you to click.
You looked at the ads.
You looked. You looked. We got you.
And look, if you liked it, fine. You didn't like it, doesn't matter.
Oh, maybe we'll make note to Cooper. Make that whatever we just said, that episode title of that previous episode. Get people in. Like five golden tumors. Are we naming our episodes even?
Cooper's doing it.
But he's their producer. They have names.
But yeah, we could suggest. I don't know if he'll take it.
No, he's
in got
charge.
The power.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was an okay idea, but I got a better one.
Yeah, it's an exciting title. Like five God. No, the whole thing you said. Five God, whatever.
Oh, yeah. Five golden tumors.
You need five golden tumors and five golden mice to apologize for kidnapping God.
Yeah. Nice long title.
Yeah.
I think shorter titles technically do better for podcasts, I've been told.
Oh, really?
I think so.
I've never looked at a title.
I don't think any of that matters. But that's what they told us on my other podcast that is now done, Man Thinkers. They were like, keep the titles short.
Mm.
Guess what, though? This ain't Man Thinkers, and I don't freaking care.
That's right. We don't care. So yes, where we left off is the Israelites got the ark back, but they had to peek in it, and a lot of people died.
50,000 people were obliterated.
And now they're saying, get someone else.
Yes, and the Levites are nowhere to be found.
Because
they got their gold. They're like, huh? Oh, yeah. Someone else could take care. Yes, carry that somewhere else.
So we're in chapter 7. And what's exciting is I peeked ahead and both of the chapters today are short.
Yes.
Yes.
And now it's just we're playing with house money. Because if it's bad, great. If it's good, even better.
Right. Either way, we're fine.
Yep.
Once again, can't we're fine.
Us. We're fine. We're riding steady.
And maybe that should be the title for this episode.
We're fine.
We're fine. Hey, we're fine.
Jan and Robert are going to be fine.
No matter what.
No matter what you do to us.
We're fine.
We're okay. We're older. We're comfortable with ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not at
that point in our lives. Yes, age
of
maturity where mm-hmm. we start to figure out who we are and what we're all about.
And other people's opinions don't affect us quite as much as they used to.
No, we hear them, we process them, but they just don't. We aren't controlled by them.
No, but if they're good, it's nice.
That's really nice. Thank you. And then we'll allow ourselves to be controlled
just a little bit.
So this subsection is called "The People of Kirjath-Jearim Bring the Ark into the House of Abinadab."
Okay. Uh-oh, it's losing me a little.
And the men of Kirjath-Jearim came and fetched up the Ark of the Lord and brought it into the house of Abinadab in the hill, and sanctified Eleazar his son to keep the Ark of the Lord. And it came to pass while the ark abode in Kirjath-Jearim that the time was long, for it was 20 years. And all the house of Israel lamented after the Lord.
Turned back to the Lord. I can't tell if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
And that's the end of that section. So weird.
We got it. It's there.
In the bank.
No issues.
Nothing to say. They got it. And 20 years passed.
Okay. But then something's going to happen, I guess, in year 21.
Right. This next section is called "Through Samuel's Exhortation, the Israelites Repent of Their Sins."
Interesting.
What's exhort? It means praise, I think.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking extortion.
But through his extortion.
By extorting them. He gets them to... Okay, but so he's... It's almost like a religious revival.
Yeah. He's back. God's back.
Guys, yeah. This is everything that has bad that's happened. It's because we've lost our way.
I think that... Yeah,
he's
maybe
sort
that's...
of a televangelist.
Samuel.
Samuel.
And Samuel spake unto all the house of Israel, saying, "If ye do return unto the Lord with all your hearts, then put away the strange gods and Ashtaroth from among you." So, side note, I guess they've been praising someone named Ashtaroth. So funny that they keep doing this.
Yeah, because it's I guess
I would have bet so much money that the Israelites, the main thing about them is that they believe in God
from the beginning.
And that's like the one thing about them.
But the one thing that's true about them is that they don't.
It's like they often don't.
You can't convince me to believe in this guy, even though 50,000 people got blasted because God was kidnapped and he's in a little box now.
I don't believe in him.
I like Ashtaroth.
I think Ashtaroth's the real deal.
This guy's gonna, and like, why at this point too? Like, what are you getting
from not doing God?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I believe in God, but Ashtaroth, this is the real. This guy's awesome.
So weird. Prepare your hearts unto the Lord and serve him only, and he will deliver you out of the hand of the Philistines. Then the children of Israel did put away Balaam and Ashtaroth and serve the Lord only. Now they've added Balaam. And Samuel said, gather all Israel to Mizpah, and I will pray for you unto the Lord.
He is really just like, he's got like a mega church.
Mm-hmm. Come, all of you.
We need to find our way back to the way it once was.
Why? Nothing bad has been happening, but okay.
Yeah, that only was bad
when they looked at God.
And we should have known that. I guess maybe like the unspoken thing that's happening is because so many years are passing
mm-hmm.
that it's like, if you were to take a bird's eye view of history, you could say that's true. And, you know, like, well, this generation forgot about fascism or whatever.
Right.
So it's kind of, it feels like.
Remember the important things.
Yeah. Like, it seems like they kind of, they just like glaze over it so fast that
right.
I think they're assuming
that's
reader.
The assumption is like, and they forgot everything.
Of course, they
again.
Went their way. Yeah. they once again went awry and someone had to bring them back.
Yeah, but 20 years ago was like.
Not that.
2003. Like, I remember what was going on.
And yeah, and you have to admit, we lost our ways. We have to get back to God, which we did in 2023.
Times. Yeah. Well, now we're back.
Now we're back. Finally.
Phew. Oh, yeah. And they gathered together to Mizpah and drew water and poured it out before the Lord and fasted on that day and said there, we have sinned against the Lord. And Samuel judged the children of Israel in Mizpah. Next section. While Samuel prays and sacrifices, the Lord discomfits the Philistines. It's one of the most like annoying thing that discomfit is the same word as like discomfort.
But it's not. But what does it mean?
Discomfort.
Oh, that's it? He just makes them uncomfortable?
Yeah.
He like puts like little spiky balls from trees like in their shoes.
Oh, those little burrs.
Yeah, burrs. They're like, ah!
Ouch.
That's like, God, I just got to take off my shoe and
yeah,
and
those tiny,
off.
Tiny little pricklies.
He's just going to do
one,
little
those
things.
Little individual pricklies. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And it's like, got in my sock.
Just got one that like is nailing
and
me.
And every time I walk, it's like the perfect spot.
It found the perfect spot.
That's what this chapter is. God finds the perfect spot to put a little burr.
Ah, gosh. Well, I have to take my shoe off. Yep. There it is.
Got it. Okay. I'm good.
And when the Philistines heard that the children of Israel were gathered together to Mizpah, the lords of the Philistines went up against Israel. And when the children of Israel heard it, they were afraid of the Philistines. And the children of Israel said to Samuel, cease not to cry unto the Lord our God for us, that he will save us out of the hand of the Philistines. And Samuel took a sucking lamb and offered it for a burnt offering wholly unto the Lord. And Samuel cried unto the Lord for Israel, and the Lord heard him. And this is like my least favorite type of Bible, where it's like,
he did this,
I said something,
did this.
So he heard it. So I did that. Right. Like,
and so they're like, you're do a prayer to protect us. He gives them a whole suckling pig.
And as Samuel
suckling
was...
Suckling lamb, sorry.
No, it's okay.
What is a suckling lamb? Oh, baby, I guess. Like suckling means that it's still like breastfeeding.
That makes sense to
I
me.
I think so. Because I feel like I've heard the term suckling pig.
Ugh.
It's a baby pig.
Is that so sad? Is it
yeah.
a baby pig?
People love eating baby stuff. I guess, I mean, it's becoming more and more frowned upon. But I guess like veal, you know?
Yeah, it's fuck.
Baby, big fat baby cow. Yum, yum, yum.
Babies.
I know, it's so upsetting.
And as Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to battle against Israel, but the Lord thundered with a great thunder on that day upon the Philistines and discomfited them, and they were smitten before Israel.
That's it. Got a little uncomfortable and killed.
And they're gone. Dead.
They got like the little thorn in their side and they're like, ow, ow, ow. And then they try to get it out of their sock.
And they die.
When they look up, someone's stabbing them through the skull.
Or they're just in heaven.
Or they're just, yeah.
Huh.
I guess I died.
I must have died from that thing. That little spike.
That little spiky.
It got me good.
And the men of Israel went out of Mizpah and pursued the Philistines and smote them until they came under Bethkar. Then Samuel took a stone and set it between Mizpah and Shan and called the name of it Ebenezer, saying, "Hitherto hath the Lord helped us."
That was kind of a little bit of a detour.
What?
And then he did this and named the rock Ebenezer.
Yeah.
Why?
This and is also like classic bad Bible of like something that could have been cool, like thunder death, just was so boring.
Really boring, and it's kind of scatterbrained or something. Like, I'm having trouble just following.
Focusing, like, what matters.
Right.
I think they're just saying, like, hey, remember the Philistines were kicking butt? Well, now they care about God again, so now they lose.
Got it.
I guess.
Okay.
And the last section is called The Philistines Are Subdued.
Well.
Which we kind of know. So the Philistines were subdued, and they came no more into the coast of Israel, and the hand of the Lord was against the Philistines all the days of Samuel. And the cities which the Philistines had taken from Israel were restored to Israel, from Ekron even unto Gath, and the coast thereof did Israel deliver out of the hands of the Philistines. And there was peace between Israel and the Amorites. And Samuel judged Israel all the days of his life, and he went from year to year in circuit to Bethel and Gilgal and Mizpah and judged Israel in all those places.
He went on tour.
And his return was to Ramah, for there was his house, and there he judged Israel, and there he built an altar unto the Lord.
It's like he went all around, did shows, but where he really loved to be was at home
in Ramah,
where he had a house.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's kind of like behind the music, a little documentary of Samuel.
Yeah, he's like, I'm happy now.
I'm at home. I loved going on tour. Those are some great days.
Great memories. But I still have the memories.
I will always have those. But what I really love to do is to be in Ramah at my house. Come on in, Architectural Digest. Let me show you my...
This is my life now. This is what I like.
Yeah. Got this nice sitting room. I got these things on the walls from these battles.
Sometimes when I think about like that whole narrative in life, that like that's generally the way every single person's life goes, is like the things that they thought were important just weren't. And like it was all about family and the home. I'm like, that's kind of a shame, you know, that it always works out that way.
Yeah, like, and that it's sort of impossible. Like you succumb to like your age almost, that it's like as you get older, you're just like, I just want to be home.
It's like you always lose.
A little bit.
You know, it feels like a bit of a sellout.
And in the end, I just learned that I want to be home.
Like back where I started was correct. And now I can die. You're like, geez.
And I went through all these trials and tribulations that were different from yours, but they taught me the same thing.
It was just all about the beginning. And the middle part didn't matter
at all.
I mean, it was fun. And
I'm glad
I have my memories. And you're like, you don't even have your memories often.
They go away pretty fast. And if you're not constantly reminiscing with the same group of people, like you'll lose those memories. Because that's how I am with some of my old friends. They like a lot of my friends who are still in New Jersey or at least on the East Coast.
The memories are alive.
Are alive. And then when I see them, we haven't talked in a long time, and they bring up some memories that I'm like, that's gone for me.
Yeah.
I don't have that one.
It just kind of is like a is what it is sort of thing. It's like, yeah, I guess that's just life. But it's like, it kind of bums me out to think about it.
I mean, maybe there's no comfort in it. Of like, hey, it's all good. It's kind of all going to work out because you're going to come back to the, I'm fine at home and I'm glad I did the things I did.
I'd be more interested I think it'd be cooler if it was like, it turns out like if the trajectory of people's lives are like, you're so worried about trying to get the things that you try to get and do, but like it never, you know, like it's a ups and downs, but you do get it. But that's not what they're saying.
No, they're saying you're never going to get it because there's nothing to
get. They're saying it just doesn't matter. Like, you get it, you don't get it, it doesn't matter.
And if you get it, there's going to be problems no matter what. Like, don't worry about the it. It's about what's in here.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Boring.
Kind of. And it's like, yeah. No.
But
it doesn't fill me with, like...
Excitement?
Excitement or, like... It just makes me feel like, well, why was I busting my ass about all this other stuff?
I think it's just saying like that's just how it's going to go. Sorry, bud. Moment of silence.
Moment of silence.
Thinking, for the frustration of
processing.
Life. Processing life and how it's inescapable that you'll go through the same exact pattern as basically everyone.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
I was young. I had the energy. I was going for it. And I got it or didn't get it. And now I'm old and I'm happy at home in Rama.
It turned out, whatever.
It didn't matter. And now I'm happy that I have children and they're doing that.
They are figuring that stupid stuff out.
And I'm telling them not to worry about it because it's not a big deal to me.
They're not listening. And I'm like, ain't that the thing?
Ain't that the Bible?
Then I'll write a song called Ain't That the Thing.
And it goes like this.
Ain't that the thing? Ain't that the thing?
Gadzooks! Wasn't that like another?
Yeah. The sound of screeching your feet, your sneakers.
You're running
different directions.
Boom. Now, as a kid, I liked Toe Jam more, but I grew to like Earl more.
Mm.
So I was like, Earl is super chill.
Right, and I'm not chill. I could use some of that energy.
Yeah, Toe Jam has a little bit more of my energy. Like, he seems a little bit more frantic or anxious.
Right, Earl, so you're related to him. And also, it's fun when you're a kid to root for the manic person, little
cool.
scrapper.
Yes.
That's what you are.
And you're like, that's so cool that, like, he's kind of like the leader, it seems like.
Yeah, I could be the
he's
leader, like, because I'm so scrappy.
But then you're like, check out Earl.
Yeah, he's low-key the better one.
He's got, he's just chilling.
The way he walks.
Yeah, his arms are like going in circles, sort of. He doesn't seem worried.
Yeah.
Can't we all be Earl? Should that be our next merch is like something where we
Earl
steal
stuff,
Earl.
Like Earl stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can get
I think
Earl.
We have to like sell the other shirts. Haven't we lost a ton of money?
You got to imagine, yes.
You got to imagine.
I am afraid to look at the actual numbers. So I'm not hurting from it financially yet, but. I haven't felt it, but it'll get there.
Yeah. If we keep making new shirts, that's.
I don't know if that's happening. It's not like we have like a printing press. I think Cooper's got some boxes.
Yeah.
Cooper sends out the shirts physically.
Cooper does so much for the show.
He's a producer. It's his show.
He's almost more than
Cooper
a producer.
Cooper Peltz presents
the Bible Brothers. Yeah, I mean, if this keeps going like this, I think we got to talk.
A Bible Brothers / Peltz family subsidiary.
He could certainly make the ask, and we would have to confer.
Absolutely, because he said, and guess what? If you don't, I'll pull the plug.
Then I'll pull the plug. You'd be like, oh, God.
You got it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Sir, yes, sir.
Okay, well, let's do one chapter.
Another chap. So that was short and bad. Short and good is a little better, but we're
survived. We'll take it.
We'll take it.
Here we are at chapter 8, and it's short.
Woo!
Dare I say shorter than about the same. And it only has one section, and that section is called Samuel's Sons Are Evil Leaders, So Israel Asks for a King.
Okay.
What has Samuel like done?
And all, yeah, that's, I like, who is he? And,
who is he?
That's so, and it doesn't, did it even say he's someone's son?
Just for something that like is going to have not only the first guy to have two books.
I know.
It's like, who is the guy?
What's his deal?
He's just the father of a bunch of other people.
And kind of the father of a movement.
Maybe like a period, like an epoch.
Mm-hmm.
The Samuel
era.
What was before that? I forget. Like, who's been in charge?
It's not for us to answer.
No, we have no idea. All right.
I tried, though. I really was thinking.
I know. I was almost like.
I'm working hard
here. I was
like,
Jacob, Esau,
right.
Abraham. No, none of
That's
those
all I
guys.
Got.
That was really old.
Adam? I don't want to say that out loud.
Here we go. And it came to pass when Samuel was old that he made his sons judges over Israel. Oh, yeah. And also, last little tangent before we get into it. It's like, I thought the. People were right, like just evil right before Samuel.
Right.
And just weird. You'd think he would usher in an era of good stuff.
Yeah. And like, even if he is, it seems like he did a little bit. They didn't focus on that enough to explain, like, and this is when things were good.
Right.
He did it. He got everyone back into religion.
Seems like things just got good for a second.
Barely.
So anyway, now the name of his firstborn was Joel.
Is that the first Joel?
That I've seen.
That's funny.
Joel.
Joel.
And the name of his second, Abaya. They were judges in Beersheba. Now, it's funny that Joel is a very common name, but if someone said, my name's Abaya, I'd be like, is that...
Cuckoo.
Yeah. And
is that a normal name?
Yeah. Like, where's that from? You're like, it's as normal as Joel.
It's just a few words after.
It's just like they're the same. They're siblings.
This Joel is, and Abaya?
It's as crazy.
So. Can't judge me.
No. And his sons walked not in his ways, but turned aside after lucre and took bribes and perverted judgment. Then all the elders of Israel gathered themselves together and came to Samuel unto Ramah.
It's a real shame that such an exciting thing of like this flip from mm-hmm. this righteous guy to the sons being not righteous.
Right.
I want to know how, like,
yeah, dramatize it.
It's like, what happened? And is Samuel as good as he says?
Right. Like, or has he instructed them in how to be good? Or,
and maybe he pushed them
that way?
Is he a bad
parent? Or is he pushed them too hard?
Too hard.
Not enough?
I could kind of see that, right? Yeah. Like, he's so into it, but I bet, like, you know, with a lot of these, like, religious zealots, it's like, well, he bends the rules a little bit.
Yeah.
And he's doing things that are just as bad, but he justifies it this way. And
or he's a narcissist or something.
Yeah, like, I'm not even going to go that direction. Like, I know I'm going to work in the black market a little bit.
Right.
But it's still, people need it.
Maybe
still
they think
a job.
That they're doing good.
Yes, that would
in
help
a more
too.
Real practical way, like more like real politics.
Yeah, because it's like it's almost like Handmaid's Tale. Mm-hmm. It's so religious that now you can't like get certain
you can't
things.
Do that. Yeah.
And like, I'm helping people get good things. Guys, movie squad.
Movie squad something.
This seems like.
This, like the, it's a hard movie to write. I wouldn't want to write that movie.
We don't have to.
But we're right. Movie squad.
Movie squad. Get out there.
Yeah.
You know.
Get
seems more like a series anyway, but.
Oh, we can't use them. Writer strike.
Movie squad. Stop. Get back to the picket line.
And said unto him, the people, behold, thou art old and thy sons walk not in thy ways. Now make us a king to judge us like all the nations.
Your sons suck.
Make a new one.
Get a guy. Pick one.
But the thing displeased Samuel when they said, give us a king to judge us. And Samuel prayed unto the Lord.
It hurt his feelings.
And the Lord said unto Samuel, hearken unto the voice of the people in all that they say unto thee, for they have not rejected thee, but they have rejected me, that I should not reign over them. According to all the works which they have done since the day that I brought them up out of Egypt, even unto this day, wherewith they have forsaken me.
So God is saying this.
And served other gods, so do they also unto thee. Yeah,
God is saying, they're not rejecting you, Samuel. It's me.
And that's worse.
And I'm going to get him. He didn't say that yet. But
I bet he's going to.
It's something about the pattern of his past behavior.
Yeah, it makes me think he's not going to
shove
be
some
chill
pigeons
about
in there,
this.
Or quails,
quails up
nose.
His nose or whatever. So therefore hearken unto their voice, howbeit yet protest solemnly unto them, and shew them the manner of the king that shall reign over them. And Samuel took all the words of the Lord unto the people that asked of him a king. And he said, this will be the manner of the king that shall reign over you. He will take your sons and appoint them for himself, for his chariots and to be his horsemen, and some shall run before his chariots.
God didn't really mention that.
No. And is he threatening them, or is this a good thing?
I think he's saying, look, I talked to God and this is what the deal is. But he seems to be making up his own deal about chariots.
Right.
He wants cool cars.
Yeah.
You know what? Maybe Samuel's right to just like toss in something he likes too, because he's having trouble. You know, he's sad, I think.
Let's make it a little more tolerable.
It'd be like a bunch of chariots.
And make some chariots.
Fine.
And Samuel continues, and he will appoint him captains over thousands and captains over fifties, and will set them to ear his ground and to reap his harvest and to make his instruments of war and instruments of his chariots.
He's mentioning the chariots. Also, a weird thing to say is he's going to be the commander of thousands and fifties.
No. He'll appoint captains for thousands. I think he's going to have lieutenants and sub-lieutenants.
Okay. Yeah. Got it.
And he will take your daughters to be confectionaries and to be cooks and to be bakers.
That's interesting.
Confections.
Yeah.
Like
the sweets.
Like
sweet treats.
Macaron.
Yeah. Lovely macaron. And it's funny that it's like, that's what women are going to do.
Yeah.
They're going to be the bakers in the night kitchen.
Yeah.
The Maurice Sendak book.
Yeah. Grim.
We bake cake. And I feel like I've read that so many times that I can
Well, you're a big
remember.
Sendak head.
I am a Sendak head.
I know.
Love that guy.
Yeah.
Freak.
Yeah, he speaks to you. His whole thing.
Did you ever read Outside Over There?
No.
Oh, I gotta show you that one. It's so freaky.
Have you seen the documentary?
I don't think I have.
Hey, check it out.
Yeah. If you love the freak.
Yeah, then watch him.
Deep dive.
Look at him. Look at the freak.
Did you know that there was a thing at in Coney Island, like when I lived in New York? There was, I'm sure we've talked about this, but on the boardwalk there, which was just like completely run down.
Oh, yeah, it was like a freak.
There was a thing called Shoot the Freak.
Yeah.
Which was like, just like any carnival game, but it was like a man who wore like baseball catcher's equipment.
Right.
And you just shot at him with a paintball gun.
So messed up.
And like just a carnival barker being like, shoot the freak, come on, shoot the freak, shoot the freak, come on, shoot the freak. It was so upsetting.
Well, just upsetting knowing that they probably had like a freak back in the days.
It's probably that, yes, there's many aspects of it that really...
I mean, you know, and I'm not calling them a freak, but I'm saying like a person like who somehow other
seen
or
as
whatever.
Lesser.
Yeah.
They probably used to do that. And then they're like, hey, we can't do this anymore. But don't worry, we could still have someone be a freak.
Be that position, but we'll like protect them.
Yeah, it'll be a normal person, not a freak, but he'll be acting as a freak.
Yeah.
And yes, he'll get to wear some equipment.
Yeah.
But yeah, he'll still get shot at. It was like, that's not a carnival game.
No.
Just shooting.
Yeah, it's like a different type of carnival.
That's what Coney Island was. I think it seems like it's like getting cleaned up now.
Yeah.
But that's what it was at the time.
I've never been.
It's
worth a visit once.
Maybe.
Maybe not even.
I don't know. There's just so many nicer.
What about Atlantic City?
I went there once. I would also say, I don't know. I think it's so depressing.
Right.
It's like Vegas, but no, Vegas not. At least is sparkly enough.
Right.
That you're like, I don't see too much of the underbelly.
Right. There's a overbelly.
Yes. A nice layer of fat.
Yeah.
Juicy, shiny fat. Mm. Whereas Atlantic City is so underbelly that you're like, oh, like I don't even want to step outside.
Right.
At least that's how it felt when I was there once. So I'm not necessarily the best.
No, I buy it. I
you may as well go to Vegas. And I want to go back.
But if you're going to Vegas, why not go to like, what's that? There's like a like gambling island like off of like Bangkok or something. You know, or I forget what it's called, but there's like really, you know, you can at least go like to the most glitzy, crazy one.
Oh, that's interesting. I always like thought Macau, I just assumed Vegas something. Was like number one.
I think it's called Macau.
Okay. Yeah. I'll go.
Yeah, let's go. All right, didn't you say you're like free like 2 days next week?
Next week? I am. So, perfect.
Next chunk will be from Macau.
We've gambled away all our shirt money.
God continues, and we're almost done with this chapter. Samuel continues. And he will take your fields and your vineyards and your olive yards, even the best of them, and give them to his servants. And he will take the tenth of your seed and of your vineyards and give to his officers and to his servants.
Levites.
And he will take your men servants and your maid servants and your goodliest young men and your asses and put them to his work. He will take the tenth of your sheep and ye shall be his servants.
Goodliest and asses was a real nice...
Fun words.
Fun little combo
fun
there.
Fun little Bible
Even though
words.
I know it's just like the best of your cattle and donkeys, but yeah. Still, goodliest.
You're goodly.
And he's going to take your asses.
Yeah. And ye shall cry out in that day because of your king, which ye shall have chosen you. And the Lord will not hear you in that day. Now, this is definitely like a threat.
Mm.
This whole thing he's saying is not cool. Like he's saying, like, he's going to take everything from like this guy you want. I'll give it to you.
It's going to suck.
He's going to take everything and you are going to cry out, but the Lord's not going to listen to you.
This is I mean, part of me kind of likes this.
I think he's punishing them.
But also it's like that is life a little bit. You know, it's like, look, you're going to get it. But it's going to suck.
Yeah.
But this sucks worse. But right. Just so you know, like if someone were to say, hey, we're going to make an American democracy, it's going to be better than the king thing. But this is how bad it's going to be.
Right.
You'd just be like, oh, but okay.
Yeah.
It's a little bit
a
better.
A little better in one direction.
Yeah. It's kind of weird that how self-aware
like
he is.
It's weird that he's just like framing it. Like you don't like frame it like that.
You shouldn't. It's a bad sell.
You'd be like, okay, you got your king. Period.
Yes. Okay.
And just
but,
let
and that's
them,
just
you, let them experience whatever.
Yes, that it's annoying, but he's like, this is what it's going to be like to have a king.
And he's the good guy, Samuel.
Is it? I like how complicated this is. I don't know if it's purposely complicated,
right, but at least you're vibing on whatever.
Yes, I'm early.
Got to make
it.
Your peace. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're early on it. You're doing the walk.
I'm chilling. I got my sunglasses, no shirt on.
He continues, now we're back to the narrator. Nevertheless, the people refused to obey the voice of Samuel, and they said, nay, but we will have a king over us, that we also may be like all the nations, and that our king may judge us and go out before us and fight our battles. And Samuel heard all the words of the people, and he rehearsed them in the ears of the Lord. And the Lord said to Samuel, hearken unto their voice, and make them a king. And Samuel said unto the men of Israel, go ye every man unto his city.
Go back home.
Just leave.
I talked to him. Leave.
Weird.
Weird, boring, interesting ideas.
I guess.
Underneath the surface.
If they are under the surface.
Yeah, interesting for me.
Yeah.
But very strange.
It's one of those things where it's like, I think we've been in the situation where guy is talking for God and like relaying messages. And
right.
We're like, if what they're trying to say is this guy is somehow distorting the message or not doing the message, then that makes this interesting. But if
he's
what's
just
probably
literally
happening is he's just literally saying what has been said.
This is what God told me.
And there's not anything complicated going on.
I did like that the people were like, we just want to be like other nations. It's like, we don't want to think about a different way of doing this.
Yeah.
We want a king because the other places have it and
to
he can
fight our fights for us.
It just makes sense. It's easier for us to like digest.
I mean, that was my interpretation was like, I don't think it's right, but it's like, they're saying, hey, we want a king to fight our fights for us. And he's like, if you get a king, it's going to suck.
It adds this stuff to it.
And they're like, we don't care. And then God's like, fine, then get him a king, I think.
Mm-hmm. That sounds right to me.
But I don't know. It could definitely be not that.
Yeah, it would have been great. Those two chapters could have been one verse or two verses.
And how would that go?
Like, people wanted a king. Samuel warned them that a king comes with like negative things too, but they still wanted it.
Yeah.
And God said, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And
well,
then
if we
see
that
him,
game of what chapters could be verses. I mean,
the whole thing,
the whole dang thing,
squish it down.
Yeah.
But there was just a lot of like, yeah, this felt like classic Bible of I'm saying this, so you go tell them this.
It was very Moses.
I'll tell them this. I've told them this. I'm telling them this.
Right.
How did they take it? This is what
they
said.
They took it totally normal. Like often it's like they accept it. They don't. Yeah. It's like tell them things. They agree. And good.
Okay.
Okay.
Everyone go home. Seems like we've worked this out.
Okay. You'll get a king.
I wonder if it's going to be Samuel. Probably not, right?
Probably not.
It is. I guess it's like because it's Samuel's book because he's the guy who's talking to God. And that's sort of how the Bible.
Who's talking to God at any one time.
That seems like that's the theme of whose book. Although I guess Ruth wasn't like that though. She didn't really talk to God.
She didn't do anything.
But she like came to God because she's like an outsider.
She had Samuel
eventually.
Is that right?
Grandma?
Even?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either.
I'm sure someone.
What did she do?
There's
the thing about like having sex with this guy or that guy.
There, we've got some great people on the Discord that know some stuff.
Oh, thank God.
And yes. And the Fact Squad, they helped us out with that. And I think it's like, you know, the interpretation or the understanding of Ruth is that she is like the first time in the Bible that they're accepting an outsider.
Mm, as like a main person?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that she is eventually going to lead to King David, maybe?
Okay.
But that's why there was debate over which order we should read the books in. Because Ruth was like written later, but put in earlier.
Oh.
As like a way to
set up some other stuff.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Hey, you guys keep doing
and now
thing?
That I know, cool.
Everything's exactly the same.
Whatever.
You know, look, boring stuff from the Bible, but some interesting thoughts. So if you don't want to give it 5 stars, please still give it 5 stars.
But use the system that we've elaborated in
exactly.
A previous episode.
Yes, a couple episodes ago. So
yeah.
Go back, re-listen to how to do it and do that.
Yeah, it was
fine.
Fine.
And exactly. If you don't want to give it 5 stars, you can mention that in your review.
Right.
But please give it 5 stars.
Yes.
I'll be on the Discord. I'm still on there.
Mm-hmm.
We'll keep chunking it up.
Yeah, we'll do another one of these. We're going to get through this book.
We're going to freaking do this thing.
And have a great day.
Just have a good day for once.
For once.
And it's not going to bother us.
Whatever
if
you're
do
doing, just be like, could I make it better today? How about that?
That's nice.
You know, take myself out to ice cream.
Ooh. Yeah, do something for yourself today.
Even if it's small.
Even as I'm saying that, I'm like, I'm not going to do anything for myself.
Do it.
You little bastard. You don't deserve it. You jerk. No, I should. I should do something for myself.
Just a little thing.
What do I like, though?
I like sports.
Mm-hmm. I do like sports.
Video games.
Yeah, I could play a little. Maybe I'll play a little video game.
Just play a little video game. 5 minutes. 10 okay. minutes.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Play like, a little Tears of the nice. Kingdom. Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm going to go out for lunch. You know, I'll have a sandwich.
Just like sit at the table at the restaurant? Or
yeah, bring a magazine.
Home? That sounds nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
So you get everyone do something like that.
There you go.
And tell us what you did.
BibleBrothersPodcast@gmail.com.
And we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.